I remember we were out on a patrol one day, a dismounted patrol, and we were walking by a woman's house. She was outside in her garden doing some work. We had our interpreter with us, and our interpreter threw up his hand and said, Salam Alaikum, which is their greeting in Iraq. It means peace of God be with you. And he translated back to us what she said. She said, no, no peace of God be with you. She was angry and she was frustrated. And so we stopped and our interpreter said, well, what's the matter? Why are you so angry? We're here protecting you. We're here to ensure your safety. And that woman began to tell us a story. Just a few months prior to this, her husband had been shot and killed by a United States convoy because he got too close to their convoy. He was not an insurgent. He was not a terrorist. He was merely a working man trying to make a living for his family. To make matters worse, a few weeks after this man died, the Special Forces team got some intelligence that this woman was supporting the insurgency. And so they conducted a raid on her home, zip-tied her and her two children, threw them on the floor. And I guess her son was old enough to be perceived as a possible threat, so they detained him and took him away. For the next 2 weeks, this woman had no idea whether her son was alive, dead, or worse. At the end of that 2 weeks, the Special Forces team rolled up, dropped her son off, and without so much as an apology, drove off. It turns out they had acted on bad intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, things like that happen every day in Iraq. We are harassing these people. We are disrupting their lives.